This is the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. AWS is fond of saying security is job zero. That means it's nobody in particular's job, which means it falls to the rest of us. Just the news you need to know, none of the fluff.
This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at LogicWorks. Getting to the cloud is challenging enough for many places, especially maintaining security, resiliency, cost control, agility, etc., etc., etc. Things break, configurations drift, technology advances, and organizations, frankly, need to evolve. How can you get to the cloud faster and ensure you have the right team in place to maintain success over time? Day two matters. Work with a partner who gets it. LogicWorks combines the cloud expertise and platform automation to customize solutions to meet your unique requirements. Get started by chatting with a cloud specialist today at snark.cloud/LogicWorks. That's snark.cloud/LogicWorks. And my thanks to them for sponsoring this ridiculous podcast. All right, let's get after the security news. Azure messed up a regular expression. These things happen. A security researcher found out and reported it, then Azure responded 7 days later. These things happen depressingly frequently, but hey, at least they responded. Azure released a fix to the regular expression 33 days after their response. These things rarely happen so quickly at Azure, though there's still significant room to improve that remediation time for something as dangerous as this thing apparently was. GitHub's blog has a piece on passwordless deployments to the cloud. If you're not using OICD for your GitHub actions, all I can say is start. It's a lot nicer to not have to worry about long-term credentials being compromised. And LastPass has now admitted that the attackers stole customers' backups and encryption key. The way they're dripping the truth out like this months later, I half expect next week's news to include LastPass admits that CEO Kareem Tuba was working for the attackers and socially engineered his way into the role last April. Zero knowledge password management, indeed. From AWS, they have a post up on how to deploy a dashboard for AWS WAF with minimal effort. But if I'm being honest, running WAF itself is kind of minimal effort all on its own. It's historically been pretty straightforward for attackers to bypass, and these days more or less serves as checking a box and not a whole lot more. If you're deploying WAF and calling it a day, you've got a lot more work ahead of you.
This episode is brought to us by our friends at Chaos Search. Chaos Search transforms Amazon S3 in your account into a search and SQL analytical database with unlimited data retention. That's right. Just stream your data into your existing S3 storage, connect it to Chaos Search, and voila! You can instantly use the built-in OpenSearch dashboards or the Elastic and SQL APIs to achieve best-of-breed observability, create a security data lake, and gain deeper application insights. Chaos Search reduces your existing analytics costs by at least 30%, and in many cases, 80% of your current costs. Companies like Equifax, Blackboard, Armor, and more are all using Chaos Search to deliver better, faster insights at a fraction of their prior solutions' cost. Chaos Search has revolutionized big data analytics, so visit chaossearch.io today to see how they can help you and tell them I sent you just because I enjoy watching people flinch.
Over the tools world, I've got a couple of things for you. Canary tokens are great, and Think's free canarytokens.org service now supports credit card tokens. Someone attempts to charge the card, alarm starts screaming, and now you know you've had a breach. Nice work. And PreCloud is a suite of dynamic tests for infrastructure as code. This is probably good for those of you who believe in testing before inflicting problems on your customers. And that's what happened with the security bent last week at AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Get after it.
Thank you for listening to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. For the latest in AWS security that actually matters, please follow AWS Morning Brief on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or wherever the hell it is you find the dulcet tones of my voice. And be sure to sign up for the Last Week in AWS newsletter at lastweekinaws.com.